I request you everyone to have a seat, please. Thank you. On behalf of IDBI Capital, I would like to thank Moyle for giving us this opportunity to organize this event. I would like to call on stage Mr. A.K. Saxena, who is the Chairman cum Managing Director, Mr. Rakesh Tumne, who is the Director of Finance, Usha Singh, who is the Director of HR, Mr. M.M. Abdullah, who is the Director of Production, N.K. Pandey, Company Secretary, and Jay Karla, DGM Marketing. Thank you, sir, and warm welcome on behalf of IDBI Capital and the analysts and investors present. I would like to call Mr. A.K. Saxena, sir, to just have a brief introduction, and then we can start.
Introduce the team members.
Yeah.
Give you the opening remarks.
Yeah, opening.
Address.
Fine. Sit there. So, good morning, everyone. Before we start, I would like to introduce my team. The fathers, Mr. Rakesh Tumne, Director of Finance, Madam Usha Singh, Director of Personal and Director of HR and Additional Charge of Director of Commercial, Mr. Abdullah, Director of Production and Planning. And my Company Secretary, Mr. Neeraj Dutt Pandey, and assisting me from my office, Mr. Jay Kala. So good afternoon, everyone. And we are really thankful to all of you for joining us in this Investors and Analyst Meet of Moyle. We offer our heartfelt gratitude to all the investors and analysts who have reposed faith in Moyle. As a part of proceeding, after my opening remarks, we would have a brief presentation on the company's business performance, industry, and future outlook, and then we will take up question and answer session. Last, when we met sometime in mid-June, and it's good that investors meet, analysts meet us once again in the month of November, the short span of 5 months. Most of you are already aware about the company and its business operation and also the manganese ore industry. I would like to briefly highlight about the company and the developments going on. Moyle is more than 120 years old company and its history goes back to pre-independence era. All mines of the company are more than 100 years old and are still working. It is heartening to mention that Moyle has been maintaining its leadership in manganese ore industry in the country since then. And today it is producing more than 45% of manganese ore of the country. Moyle shares were listed on NSE and BSE in December 2010 through disinvestment process of Government of India, in which Government of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh had also participated. The company has also set up an EMD plant, that is electrolytic manganese dioxide, which is the only plant of EMD in India. The plant fulfills the requirement of dry cell, battery, pharmaceuticals. Between 2016 and 2022, the company has brought back shares worth more than Rs. 2,000 crore. In the year 2017, the company has also issued bonus shares in the ratio of 1:1. There was also offer for sales by the Government of India in the year 2017. Present shareholding of Government of India in Moyle is 53.35% and State Government of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh holding of 5.96% and 5.38% respectively. Remaining 35.3% shares are held by public and other institutions. State of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, being the promoter of company, and extend their full support to Moyle in carrying out different operations and adds to the, and that adds to the strength of company. You'll be very happy to know that leases of Moyle have been extended up to next decade and beyond even that. That is up to 2032 and 2042. We would appreciate that there is the biggest strength for any mining company. Coming to manganese ore market, I would like to share the government had set a target of Indian steel production capacity to be around 300 million ton by the year 2030. This augurs well for manganese ore market also, as it is an essential ingredient for making steel. Currently, manganese ore consumption in India is around 7 million tons, which includes manganese ore required for export of manganese-based ferroalloy from the country. By 2030, it is envisaged to exceed 11 million tons as per National Steel Policy 2017. This clearly speaks volumes about the opportunities that lies ahead of MOIL. It is most heartening to share that the MOIL has not only recognized the opportunity, but has gone all out to make the most of it. The figures say it all. I'll just highlight a few of the achievements this year. MOIL has achieved best ever 6-monthly production in April to September 2023, and that is 8.15 lakh million ton, metric ton, registering a significant growth of 45% over corresponding period last year. You'll be happy to know that the first quarter of the financial year, that is April to June 2023, was the best ever quarter since inception of the company, and we are sure that the current quarter, that is Q3 of this financial year, is going to exceed that. I'm glad to inform you that in the first 10 months of the current calendar year itself, MOIL has produced 13.28 lakh tons of manganese ore, which is highest ever production of MOIL in any calendar year since inception. So 13.28 million ton, lakh ton, and this is with 2 months still left with us. Third thing is that the company has also recorded best ever 6-monthly sales performance at 7.57 lakh tons during April to September 23, registering a growth of 54% over CPLY. Revenue from operation during the first half of FY24 was at about rupees 727 crore, which is 19% higher over CPLY. Giving utmost thrust to exploration, the company has carried out exploratory core drilling of 41,000 odd meters in first 7 months of financial year 23, which is 2.7 times of CPLY. This will help the company add manganese ore reserves and resources in its existing leases and also open new mines wherever potential is found. In financial year 2023 also, the company carried out exploration of 41,000 meters, which is the highest ever exploration done by the company since its inception, and considering it as a backbone for the company, MOIL has set an ambitious exploration target of 70,000 meters in the current financial year, and in 7 months we have explored 41,837 meters. The company is focusing on both brownfield as well as greenfield projects to enhance the production by increasing the productivity of existing mines and exploring mining opportunities in other states and other geographies. Recently, another feather is added in the company's hat, that is, MOIL has been given the go-ahead for carrying out exploration in 218 square kilometers area in Chhattisgarh. With that, MOIL has signed an MOU with the CMDC, that is Chhattisgarh Mineral Development Corporation, for carrying out manganese ore mining in the state. And this area of 218 square kilometers has been given to MOIL for further exploration. So friends, MOIL is having skilled manpower working in its both underground as well as open cast mines, and considering the environment concern, more than 70% production is coming through underground mines. The management of the company is very experienced and you can repose full faith on him. The current performance of the company shows that it is working in right direction, and MOIL will achieve greater rights in coming years. Importantly, I want to convey my thanks to all the analysts, investors and other stakeholders who have reposed utmost faith and confidence in the company, which is reflected in share prices of company. You must be aware that during April to November 23 period, the share prices of MOIL has increased by more than 80%. The company has concrete growth plans for the foreseeable future also, and I'm sure the investors' confidence and interest in MOIL share will continue as has been seen in recent past. With this, I would request my colleague, Mr. Jay Kala, to take forward his presentation, and thereafter we will have question and answer session. Thank you.
Hello. Very good afternoon to all of you. First of all, I thank all for joining us in this investor meet. I am Jay Kala, DGM Marketing at Moil Limited. Today I'll be sharing an overview of company's performance, growth prospect, and the exciting opportunities that lie ahead. Let's start with the brief history of the company. Moil was formed in 1962, and in 2002 it became Schedule B status. In 2010, Moil became a listed company. In 2014, the company upgraded to Schedule A, and during his journey, in last financial year, Moil did his highest production of 13.02 lakh tons since last 10 years. Regarding uses of manganese ore, about 95% of manganese is used in its steel industry in the form of manganese-based ferroalloys, and rest is being used in pharmaceutical, dry cell, and chemical industry. Total resources of manganese ore in India is about 500 million tons, out of which Moil having a share of only 20%, but at the same period, we contribute more than 45% of domestic production. In India, Odisha having a resources of 34%, Karnataka 25%, and Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra each having a resources of 12%, where Moil company belongs. Regarding our operations area, Moil is a major producer of manganese ore in India, having its share of more than 45%. We have 10 mines, 6 in the state of Maharashtra, 4 in the state of Madhya Pradesh, and we are the largest, and you can say that, only producer of high-grade manganese ore in India. We always focus on safety of our employees. We are also have the manufacturing unit, one in Balaghat, having a ferromanganese plant of 12,000 tons capacity, and the other one is electrolytic manganese dioxide plant at our Dongri Buzuk mine in the state of Maharashtra, which is being used in pharmaceutical and chemical industry. Before coming to performance, I want to share that we have expertise and experienced management led by Shri Ajit Kumar Saxena, Chairman and Managing Director, Moil Limited. In board, we have 3 functional directors, 2 Government of India nominee directors, and 3 independent directors with us. In terms of our performance, last year we did 13.02 lakh metric ton of production, which is the highest in last 10 years. This year, in first half, we made the record performance of 8.15 lakh metric ton, registering a growth of 45% over CPLY. In terms of sales, we have made the record performance of 54% over CPLY in first half of current financial year. As I said, Moil is also a manufacturer of EMD and is the only producer in India. In the production part, we made ever best 6 monthly performance, that is 26% over CPLY. Moil believes in a wealth creation of investor also. You can see that in last 7 years, Moil has given an average annual return of about 200% to his shareholders. Being a responsible corporate citizen, Moyle believes in giving back to the society what it has earned from them. We always focus on community development, health, education, and skill development. Moyle is committed to sustainability growth. We have made various efforts to protect the environment, like we consume about 62% of our energy requirement from renewable energy and adopted zero discharge policy for protection of water environment. Moyle is focusing and enhancing its production by way of increasing its production capacity, easy enhancement, exploration, and business expansion, which will ultimately benefit to shareholders. Moyle always emphasizes on higher exploration. Last year, we did around 41,000 meter drilling, and in first half of current year, we made about 35,000 meter core drilling, which is 3 times more over CPLY. This year, we have a target of 70,000 meters core drilling. In respect to CAPEX, CAPEX is a very essential for an organization. Last year, we did a CAPEX of 245 crores, which is near to our PAT. This year, we have targeted 20% more compared to last year, and we are very much sure that we will achieve it. Regarding expansion of environment clearance, up to last financial year, we had an EC of 2.01 million ton. And this year, we have took a target of 66% more from this year, which will have definitely help us to enhance the production. Come back to our production target. As I said earlier, we are focusing on enhancing our production and set an ambitious target of 35% higher from last year production. I'm pleased to share the development of Moyle. We have signed the MOU with GMDC to explore the possibility of manganese ore mining at Gujarat and establish a resources of 9.51 million tons. And we are in the process of signing the JV. Like GMDC, Moyle signed the MOU with MPSMC for exploration. And if it is viable, Moyle will form a JV with MPSMC. In Chhattisgarh also, Moyle signed a MOU with CMDC. As CMDC said, Chhattisgarh government has granted the area of 218 square kilometers to CMDC, where Moyle will carry out the exploration. And if it is viable, will form a JV with them. Also, Moyle is very much positive to sign the similar type of MOU with other states also, like Jharkhand, Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, etc., which is in progress. Performance of the company is reflected in its share prices. As you can see, that Moyle share prices has increased by about 86% during this year, from 143 to 265. Whereas Sensex has increased around 11%, which shows the faith of shareholder in Moyle. Thank you.
Thank you. We would like to now start with queries and question and answers. Request you to just raise your finger. Yes, please.
Sir, I am very much delighted to see your performance and looks that company in the growth phase for last 2-3 years. Now it is in the hand of one lady director also. So I think Lakshmi will be all present in our company. It is not going to be haywire. Now, one more thing, sir, as per our government directive, there should be more increase of lady directors, 33%, which they have been envisioned. I think you don't have at present, but in the future, I think you will consider that also, sir. Now, sir, one more. I was observing that MOIL is a government advocation. Promoter has been, in the beginning, Maharashtra. It was promoted by them. Those shares are acquired by the government of India later on. So it would have been more prudent has your registered office been in Maharashtra, sir. But you are having somewhere in Delhi, I believe. So that was would have been more purposeful because you have got a lot of mining in this area around South Chhattisgarh and all that. Anyway, sir, the future looks to be bright. I am very happy about that. But one thing was coming to my mind, that battery which you are making from manganese, you could have added production of lithium also, which has been recently found in UK. So I think you should make an effort to acquire that rights before Adani takes over. Because maybe Adani may be trying to take that also. And you are having already your paraphernalia, all, you know, doing exploration, all those things. I think all those things, activities you are doing, so it will be ease of business for you to explore that also, sir. If you can do that, I think it will be rewarding to the shareholders as well as to the company, sir. That is all I wanted to tell you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So thank you for appreciating the performance. And
has been good, exceptionally, and the growth path is very good, I'm sure. Sir, we are shareholders too in these companies. So I believe that if you can make a shareholders visit in some of the nearby area,
we'll come to that.
It will give us more confidence, sir, in that, sir.
So thank you for appreciating the performance.
Thank you.
And as far as the process of independent directors, process is on. So very soon we'll be having them, having the board completed. And our headquarters is at Nagpur only. It is not at Delhi.
Okay.
So it is at Nagpur, very close to our mines. The nearest mine is 35 kilometers, and the farthest mine is about 270-290 kilometers.
So that would have been better.
So we are operating from Nagpur only. And your last point was regarding this lithium. So we are open to any kind of exploration or mining or even forward integration. We are looking eagerly to that. We have plans. So it is only time when it comes to when it is open for public, the auctions are there, then perhaps we will be participating.
I am worried that Adani should not take over, sir, because he is expanding in all areas, sir.
So we are open to any kind of geography and any kind of elements. We also have identified certain areas. And about the shareholders' visit to MOIL, we can definitely organize it. Or if any one of you want to do it in a group, you have your own plan, then you can definitely inform to our PR or to my office. So okay. Most welcome any point of time to visit your company.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi, sir. I'm Ranjit from Mahindra Mutual Fund. I'm audible, right?
You are.
Yeah, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers to start with. So just wanted to understand, like, how is the realization panning out? Like, the production has been good. So how is the realization panning out, and what's our outlook on that?
It's 19% more than what we have achieved in the same period previous year. 19%.
And what's the outlook like? You feel that this kind of prices will sustain, or you are seeing some pressure on that?
Prices have definitely touched rock bottom. If you compare last, 18 months back, it has come down by more than 22%. So it is really there, but still, it's not a point to worry. We are working on other aspects too. And we have definitely, with same input, same resources, we have increased our production 45% more. And when we met last time, I said it will be a double-digit growth. But now I'm confident it will be around 28-30% growth we will be achieving over the previous year, which was second highest performance since inception. So I think we are we have a strength to deal with this rock bottom prices too.
So this double-digit growth is in the volume terms, right?
Which yeah.
Okay. And sir, just wanted to understand this in an EBITDA ton per aspect, whatever the variation in the prices, will we be able to maintain our EBITDA per ton? Is that something which we work as an organization? Is that a metric that we look at?
At the moment, our EBITDA is around 34%. See, the best EBITDA we achieved in a few years back was around 45%. So, as the prices are going down, definitely the EBITDA would be per ton would be lower. But we are trying to maintain that because our costs are not increasing in that proportion. Our cost is only increasing when we achieved 45% of growth in production. Our cost has increased only by 5%. So, our EBITDA is more or less maintained then. Thank you.
And sir, this CapEx number which you told, 295 crore this year. So, till date, how much we have spent of that 295 crore which we are projecting for 24?
I think 142. Maybe if a crore here or there, it is around 142 crores.
Okay. And sir, lastly, this GMDC, you told the reserves are 9.5 million tons per annum. So, when do we start this? What can be the production per annum from this reserve? And what is the status now? When do we start seeing some sales or production from this?
Since we met last time, we have gone a little ahead of that. The certain stages are over and still few more stages are left, like getting a clearance from board and then other institutions and then applying for EC. Both the sides are positive on that. And about the production capacity, as I mentioned even in last investor meet, that very first year we expect 0.2 million ton. And then subsequently.
So this will growing. Be a JV format of 50-50?
This will be?
JV with
GMDC. Yeah, it will be a JV format.
50%.
51-49. I mean, as it comes, now it is proposed 51 MOIL and 49 GMDC.
Okay, and if you can touch upon the other capacity expansions which we are planning, what are their status, if you can elaborate on that?
Yeah, in Madhya Pradesh, we have around 17 blocks. 17 blocks in Jhabua, Balaghat and Chinwada, where we are doing exploration. And once it is established that we have resources there, then perhaps we'll be entering into joint venture with Madhya Pradesh State Mining Corporation too. Working on same lines, we entered into an MOU with Chhattisgarh government on 16th of January this year. And in October, they have allotted us 218 square kilometer area to explore more further. If it is established that there is manganese ore, we would be entering into JV with them also. In addition to that, we are interacting with the Jharkhand government, Karnataka government, Goa about manganese ore and other ores.
So this MP will be like how big in terms of reserves? Any number which you have?
It is still being explored.
Okay. Even for that Chhattisgarh, it's still in exploration.
We have got the clearance just two weeks back.
Okay. Sure, sir. I'll join for further questions. Thanks for all this, Anne.
Thank you.
Hi. Sir, the mine lease extensions that we have received, is that on payment of some royalty or anything of that sort?
It's. I think DBPs will tell it in detail. But it is the same terms. And royalty, etc., is paid after you excavate.
So there is no additional royalty like it's there on iron ore and nothing. Okay. And the production that we are planning to increase by 2030, more than 3 million ton that you are planning to do, does that include the JV or it's only from the existing mines that you are projecting?
So far this year, when we are saying it is going to be nearly 30% growth over the best performance, it does not include any of the new things. It is only with the current assets.
And what about the projected numbers that was given on the slide?
Projected numbers, even next year, we have not taken GMDC into account. Next to next year, we have taken. But we are hopeful that if things go the way we are going right now, perhaps next year we would be adding GMDC. So that is why we are thinking that next year we may be touching 2.2, 2.3.
And sir, how is our production cost panning out? So basically, how is our outlook on the manpower? Are we is there a gradual reduction of manpower that's happening, and what's the visibility over the next two, 3 years?
There is. I mean, it is not only reduction of manpower, it is rather rationalizing and redeploying also from one area to another where it is more productive. And also, we are recruiting only and only statutory manpower. So we have changed our, rather rationalized our manpower structure. We are in the process. And it is a continuous process. And that is why what Director of Finance has said, that our expenses are going down on that account also.
So the cost of mining is higher if it's underground mining versus open cast. Is that so?
Definitely.
Right. So as and when we go deeper, so our cost will keep increasing, right? Is that assessment correct? Because as and when we explore, we go deeper, the cost of
mining... it's always a combination of, going deeper in one mine and then developing another mine, which is open cast or which is of lesser depth. That is why, that is the thing where we are focusing now. Because if you look at mines of Moil, they all are 100, 120 years old. So it is only going down and down and down. So now what we have, that is our strategy. That now we are trying to develop new mines. Maybe GMDC, maybe that Jhabua, Chindwara, maybe that Balrampur area of Chhattisgarh. So that we have a few mines working at open cast, few are working at underground. But thing is that manganese is not available in that bulk quantity that you can take a decision that leave it because it is in depth. You have to excavate whatever be the depth. But to make it more cost effective, if you have a few more mines working at as open cast, perhaps it gets compensated. So that is why there's a paradigm shift in our strategy that we are in the process of adding new and new mines.
So the newer mines are all coming in JVs or even on just 100% Moil owned mines are all?
It all depends. Well, first we explore and then as the owner decides, which is state government in this case, that whether they want to allot us in under Section 17 or their mining corporation wants to go for joint venture, or they ask us to adopt the auction method. So it all depends on the owner of that mine.
And sir, currently all our sales are they contracted sales or do we sell on the spot? How are our sales contracts?
It's a combination of both. It's a combination of both. Generally, we try to enter into long-term contract, but this is a big formula. How much to for long-term contract and when it is available for the open market. But it's a combination of both.
And sir, currently our production is concentrated over fewer mines, right? Or it's distributed. So we have about 11 mines, if I'm correct.
It is not that it is segregated or concentrated on fewer mines. It all depends upon, you must be hearing Balaghat. Balaghat definitely is a very good mine is a flagship mine. Because of the product quality. I mean, the kind of ore which we are getting. But this year, I would like to inform you that a mine at Chikla, perhaps they will be matching the production levels of Balaghat and also the Dongri Buzurg. So there would be two other mines. So it all depends what kind of capacity you have and what kind of hoisting capacity you have. And various difficulty factors. So it's, yes, you are right, Balaghat was producing highest, but this year perhaps Balaghat is getting a tougher competition from Chikla as well as Dongri Buzurg.
That's nice to hear. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself?
Could
not get your name.
Sir, I am Anant Mundra from My Temple Capital.
Yeah, my name is Sukhvinder Singh from Bajaj Holding and Investments. A couple of questions, since we cater to about 45% of total sales in India, so just wanted to know what is the quality of manganese ore we have vis-a-vis the unorganized place in India. And second, in terms of pricing, do we track any international benchmark while deciding price cuts or price hike? Because what I believe is that steel sector growth is almost about 10 to 11% in H1. But despite that, we had price cuts in the last 2-3 months. These two questions.
So your first question was about the grade.
Quality of...
It is often referred as percentage of manganese. Okay, so you can say Moil, it is average 32 to 33%. And nearly that is the national average. But that is not the only thing. in some mines you get some extra phosphorus, which may not be required. In some mines you get iron along with that. In some mines you get silica. So it is not just manganese content. Manganese content wise, if you go, then definitely few of our mines are above national average, and our average is nearly, is rather slightly better than national average. That is 32-33%. As far as prices of manganese ore vis-a-vis the growth of Indian steel industry, which is 11%, and our prices going down. So there are few features. First of all, whatever we produce, it is being consumed, say 95%, or you say assume 100%, is being consumed by ferroalloy producers. And what ferroalloy producers do with that? Nearly 45-50% of their production goes for export.
Okay.
So their domestic front is fine. How their domestic, how their export front is playing, I mean, that also need to be seen. That is one. Second thing is, it is always the question of availability and consumption. So maybe that availability is more in first half. That is second thing. And then if you talk about the other difficulty factors of ferroalloy manufacturers, that when they want to produce, when they want to hold, when they want to keep the inventory, those are also factors which are taken into account for pricing. As far as these are the factors which we take into account. And yes, we also follow certain international indices, that what is the trend there.
Okay.
So I think that that suffices your...
Yeah, yeah. Right. And these price hikes or price cuts, is it under long-term contracts or short-term?
No, we fix certain price, and based on that, those monthly, say, we fix price on monthly,
monthly
every
basis.
Every month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other question is on the resource base. Normally, based on your past trend, what is the recovery rate from the resource base? Like, whatever you are exploring, how much recovery is possible?
Exploration to recovery, guaranteed no one can. As much as I know, I think DPP can say better. No, nobody can guarantee, because you may get it somewhere, and you may not be getting just 2 feet away from there. So no one. So far, it is not. Maybe tomorrow you have some different technology. That is a different issue. So you have to explain. You can say it is totally blind thing. It is just going by some kind of mapping. You decide, and with some features on the floor, you decide that this particular ore may be there. Then you start exploring. Then you focus in closer areas, and then you decide, okay, this is the belt which is there. If you want further details, I think DPP staff can tell you it better.
Do we need or any more details regarding this exploration?
No, I just want to know, so recovery rate must be more than 25% from any area.
No, you can't guarantee it. Actually, the resources are different, and the recovery is depending upon the method of mining, how you are going to access the deposit. So many things are there.
You can share your experience with GMDC.
Yes.
Explore when someone else explored, and you will not get anything.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's an interesting.
Okay.
Because the kind of angle which you use for exploration. Somebody explored in certain areas.
The small experts, they did it. So they changed certain angle they have changed, and they found that manganese ore is there.
Okay.
So it's all, I mean, experience and technology and catching the symptoms, whatever is available.
Okay.
But
thanks.
Nobody can tell you what is the exact ratio.
Hi, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. Last two quarters has been wonderful for you.
Thank you.
But when I look at historically, you have always guided very, very aggressively, but haven't kind of delivered. I look at FY08 to 09, you were already at 1.3, 1.4 million ton. This is the first year which you will be crossing that number. So what gives you confidence that this time it's different? What things you are changing so that these targets are actually achievable now? And what are the risks? What do you think that can kind of... lower these targets for you, say in 6 months down the line, you say that these are the things which didn't happen, and all these were on the basis of these kind of critical milestones to be achieved.
So like rightly you have said, 2008-09, I think it was 13.64 lakh tons, and now last year it was 13.02. That's why we say it is second highest since inception. But this year, I mean, if you ask me what gives me confidence, how I can transmit this confidence to you. I just tell you this, if you talk about this calendar year, so that is last quarter of last financial year, that is January to March this year. Last year performance was not very good till first 9 months. And we just started, I mean, we just planned certain things and kept a target of 4 lakh tons for that quarter. And we achieved 4.16, I think, 4.16 lakh tons. And then when it was achieved, then just entering in the month of April, we decided that what is April and what is March, let us focus first quarter in the same spirit as we have dealt with in the first quarter, last quarter of last financial year. We took this challenge and the production was 4.36 lakh ton. So that gave us confidence that yes, we can go ahead. And you just see, 30th September figures are 8.15 lakh tons. So that simply speaks, it is more than 1.6 million ton. So when we met in the month of June, we said we will be targeting double digit growth. Now I'm confident it will be around 28 to 30%, around 1.7, 1.75 million ton will be there. Now if you ask me what we have done, in fact, what we have done is, I mean, there are certain steps, focusing on your employee, focusing on your enhancement of ECs, focusing on your expansion projects, focusing on your efficiency. Like, suppose, what should be the speed of my hoisting mechanism? What should be the capacity of my hoisting tub, whether it is being fully utilized or not? So start from that small point to planning, when should I get my EC and what capacities I am going to get in 2023, 24 or 24, 25 and onwards. So we are working on different areas, short term, medium term as well as long term. So that is why we are confident that unless something, I mean, something that big happens, which is beyond our control, we are confident we'll be touching more than 1.7 million ton this year.
One more thing, how is these targets decided? First you kind of decide on 20-30% growth in say 5 years down the line and then work backwards, or these are mine specific and then you can accumulate these targets?
You're right. I mean, we look at the potential. In fact, one of our workshops, we addressed our employees saying, don't look at the best performance, look at your potential. So that is the way we are planning. Look at the potential and see where the potential is getting affected. Say I have a lot of, I mean, in a particular mine, I have EC limits, but I don't have hoisting limit. So I have to focus more on hoisting limits. So it is like we are, as we have said, that country is consuming around 7 million ton. But country is producing only 2.8, 2.9 million ton. So there's a lot of market. So that is not an issue. So where we have to focus, how much we can produce. And then again, short term, medium term, and long term. Thank you.
Sure. Just one more thing, sir. Historically, we have been a flat growth company in terms of volume. So what went wrong as per you? Why we were not able to achieve in the targets? What went wrong as per your...
I couldn't get you.
So historically, see, in the last 8-10 years, there was never a volume growth in the company. Although the targets were always kind of, these kind of targets were shared even in the annual report. So what went wrong, do you think, which can't happen again?
I think nothing very big, but of course, we have picked up certain pieces and learnings, and that is what is giving you good production.
Sure, thanks. And just lastly, the amount of cash you have and the kind of capex plans, if things go according to plans, your existing operating cash flow will suffice for your capex. So do you have any plans for that cash lying on the balance sheet?
We definitely have plans for many things, but the only thing is we are looking at viability over a long period of time so that we invest. Okay. Like EMDs and other thing. So we have to look at viability. We just cannot throw away the money. And we also, as we have said, we are going for joint ventures. We are also exploring other elements. So we have plans.
But anything on the increasing dividend payout for the company?
Anything?
On the dividend payouts, can that be increased now?
That is through certain guidelines. We'll be coming back to you.
Sure, thanks.
But it will be something, it must be something good because figures are showing good.
Hello. Sir, over the last 5 years, we have given We have given 4 buybacks to the investors. So it's due, I think, last buyback was in 21. So it's due in 23 also. Every 2 years or less than 2 years, we are giving, reducing the capital by buyback. So due to expansion, would it be hurting the buyback system of our?
There are certain guidelines. We work according to that. And definitely, we need to work more on capacity expansion because we have to save a lot of foreign exchange, which is getting consumed even now. And when we have planned for going for 300 million tons, definitely this 7 million ton requirement is going to get converted to 11 million tons. So we would definitely be focusing on our capex. But whatever is due as per guidelines, it will definitely be shared with you.
So secondly, generally, as a Nagpur being a hot area during the next second half, so as a result, in general, first half is always a better and second half is always a weaker one due to production and heat and everything. So would it be similar way or it's a...
Let's see.
And sir, I must congratulate, sir, you are only the PSU which is holding a AGM in physical and online format. So it's good, sir. Only one PSU has hold AGM just like that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Hello. Hi, sir. This is Gopal from SBI Life Insurance. So couple of questions on the pricing side, if you can highlight. How does pricing works, whether you know, it's just only cost of production which matters, or we need to see the import landed prices in the global market? What all factors decide these prices?
It's all, I think I addressed part of it in the previous question. Anyway, it is yes, international prices are one indicator, but there are many more things. Inventory at our site, the season, the kind of consumption, ferroalloy production, ferroalloy exports, global steel, and stocks at port. So there are many factors which we take into account.
And how are the prices right now versus say, last quarter? I think it was a decline of 19% odd.
Prices are going down.
Okay.
It may be in a week it goes up, but otherwise, at a macro level, if you look at last 18 months, it is going down.
Okay. And sir, in terms of cost of production, there is an increase sequentially from 6,200 to 6,500. On overall cost of production, and how do we benchmark our cost of production versus peers in India and in the global market? Where are we?
Where from you got this figure of 6,400 or 6,500?
So just divided the cost.
I don't think figures are correct.
Okay, you can correct me.
Our cost is going down, and it competes with the best cost of production across the globe.
Okay, sure. And sir, lastly, this production guidance which you are giving for next 2-3 years, how much is dependent on the new mines or new JVs and all, or is it coming from all existing mines?
It is. I mean, definitely it will be depending on new mines and new joint ventures, but this year as well as next year too. I mean, it is based on whatever we have right now in our pocket. Maybe for 25-26 onwards, we are adding this GMDC and other things.
And generally, how long it takes, in terms of from exploration stage to production and all?
It may take any time, but now we are trying to see that how everything can be achieved in a record time. And we are monitoring different milestones at different level. So maybe that people have got it in 7 years, 8 years, from exploration to excavation, but you have given me a right parameter. I'll observe it and come back to you, maybe not in next or maybe next to next investors meet, that what is the record figure which we achieve.
Sure, sir. And sir, right now underground mining is like 65-70% for us. For next 2 years, will this ratio increase further or it remains like this?
It all depends. I mean, what kind of mine we add to our kitty. Say GMDC, so it appears that for 2-3 years it may be open cast. If further exploration tells that you need to go down, we will definitely be going under for underground thing.
So current mines which we have, I think 7 mines out of 10 are underground right now.
Right.
And you expect this number to go up in next 2 years? Existing mines, I'm not talking about new mines.
Existing mines, we are doing some kind of expansion in 3 mines. One is complete, that is Ukwa. There are 3 underground mines I'm talking about. One is Ukwa. So there we have increased the hoisting capacity. I mean, whatever you excavate, you need to take it out. So that capacity we have increased. And Balaghat and Gumgaon, 2 other mines, there we are in the process of increasing this hoisting capacity. And Chikla mine, we had everything, but we did not have environment clearance. So that we got, and our capacity is increased from 1.8 lakh tons to 4 lakh tons. We have got this consent to operate on 25th or 26th of October this year. So that capacity is doubled. So we are working on enhancing the environmental clearances as well as hoisting capacity.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot for that.
Hi.
Hi.
Sir, Raj here from SBI Mutual Fund. So just over past decade, if we see your realization per ton, the premium over, you know, global prices have come off. So is there any change in the grade, or like you mentioned, a lot of other impurities and also...
There are a lot of other parameters. And it's all, I mean, availability. Suppose tomorrow something happens and cargoes are not available, then same manganese prices will go up. And so it is plenty of factors which affect.
Okay, sure. There might be quarterly aberrations, but I'm just saying annually, over past decade, steadily we see some decline in the realization premium. So has it to do with grade deterioration?
If you look at last 1.5 years, it is there. But before that, it was not.
Okay.
So you cannot say it is going to be like this. It has to go up, whether it happens in this quarter or in next quarter.
Okay.
Because right now, certain alloys are being purchased at 60,000 to 62,000 rupees, which were being purchased 1,20,000 rupees per ton just 3 years back.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Hi, sir. My name is Nitin Karwa. I have a quick question I wanted to have your color on the government impetus or policy changes that have been happening over the recent past to kind of, you know, give you a heads up to go ahead with exploration aggressively. So your comment on that, and is this something very recent, and do you see this as a consistent policy sort of, you know, for the future there will be added incentives, you know, coming through from the government to have, you know, companies like yours to, you know, explore aggressively?
Look, I mean, the way we are planning, we as a country, when we are planning to go for 5 trillion and all, we have to go take up mining very rigorously. And so far we have mined only bulk materials. Now you must be hearing a lot about lithium and nickel and cobalt and whatnot. So definitely it requires a lot of exploration. So exploration is being encouraged by government in all aspects, and for any mining company as well as for developing the mining sector in company, you need to explore.
So are there any sort of rebate or, you know, reimbursement of these exploration costs from the government at this stage?
I think NMET...
There was some announcement or some policy changes.
There is NMET, a fund created by these royalties, etc., by the government. If you are exploring and giving back that block to the state government, and that if that proposal is passed by NMET, then you can get back that whatever you have expenditure that on the exploration.
So this would be there for your Chhattisgarh or MP? Future MP, you know,
no,
in Chhattisgarh.
No, no, we are not going through that NMET route.
Okay.
Because...
suppose government asks you to... it is decided mutually that you explore certain area. You have explored, you have given your report to that state government, and you get your money reimbursed by NMET fund. Job is over. But suppose that area is allotted to you and you do the exploration and something of that kind is assured that if it is there, then you will be getting that mine. Then terms are different. So what you have heard is NMET fund. So that is, people can take the exploration job. They will be, their part is being reimbursed by that NMET fund. And you have to give back the reports back to the concerned government.
So we are not going through that basic format.
We are doing with our resources and the areas allotted to us.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello, sir. This is Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. One question on the cost structure. Could you indicate your current cost of production and what are the typical cost elements and how is the breakup of the cost elements?
Do you think it can be given?
Just a historical track record, if you can share.
We are definitely doing much better than past. And as you have noted in last investor meet and even before that, you have all have very good data with you. Earlier, I think it was the cost of employee was 54%. It was, and now it is going down. And we are recruiting only statutory manpower. And again, since we are getting more volume, so my per ton cost is definitely going down.
Right. Second question was about the 7 years exploration where we are aiming to bring it down substantially. Exploration to excavation, the way you mentioned. What are the typical stages involved in this process? And where are the areas where we can see possibility of bringing it down?
When I say 7 years, it does not mean that it is exactly 7 years. At times, it is much more than that. Different stages, I think DPP sir will tell, from exploration to excavation, what all regulations and what all permissions are to be taken. DPP sir, please.
The exploration quantum depends upon the area which you are going to explore and how the ore body is, whether it is on the surface or it is deep-seated. That depends how much time it will take for exploration. And then once the ore body is established, then you have to go for TFR and the method of mining. And then you go for these statutory permissions like EC and getting approval of mining plan from Indian Bureau of Mines like that. That all depends. You cannot say okay, this much time is exactly we can allot.
Which is the stage where we can think about compressing the time or reducing the time period to excavation? Which are the potential areas?
If you deploy one machine, suppose 100 meters of drilling is done in a month, then if you deploy two machines, then 200 meters can be done. That all depends on the area. You cannot just say this much is the time required. That all depends on the area and the quality of ore body and the geological structure of the ore body.
Thank you. And just one last question. We were talking about sort of moving from a bulk mining of a bulk material to something like lithium or cobalt. Would it require sort of involving additional expertise or tie up with another partners as well while we explore to do that?
Look, we are the one who is having experience of working or operating with both kind of mining, open cast as well as underground. And our mines are as deep as 400 meters and you can say 1.5 years time, we are going to the level of 650 meters. So we have competence on both the mines. And since it is a new area, so it's all the mining kind of thing. And mining, we have exposure to both type of mines. So I think we are fit to compete or fit to demand our share.
Sure, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Sir,
so there must be, and there should be. Yeah, we have Mini Ratna company. So we are Mini Ratna company and we have seen our performance.
Sir, have the first half of this year results been declared? September ending, April to September?
I couldn't, please.
Declared. They are
declared.
And you mentioned that you will be registering a 30% growth this year. So the results are reflecting because the quantity you mentioned was 8.5 lakh tons in the half year.
It is till 30th September, it is 8.15 lakh tons. I'm just talking about production figure.
Yeah.
And it is 45% higher than last year, same period, CPLY.
The production quantity.
Production.
And the top line EBITDA
and same, EBITDA is around 34%. Hmm. Sales also registered a record growth of around 54% over previous year. And I just remind you, previous year was the second highest, second best performance.
Yes.
So it is definitely, you can say it is over the best one.
Correct.
That was 13.64 on 2008 or 9, as you have mentioned.
Yeah.
So it is, I mean, it is really a remarkable performance. And even if we are saying that market good, bad, this, that, but we have sold around 7.75 lakh tons. While last year we have sold around 11 lakh 77,000.
Very true. So we are on track and course for 30% growth, at least not only this year, but what I read from your body language, even going forward next year.
Yeah. The next year... this year, if we do around 30, 30 is on slightly on lower side, what I'm expecting.
Better to keep it conservative.
So this year, 30, then next year, yeah, definitely 20 plus.
Definitely 20. Thank you and all right. The best.
Thank you. No, EC is, whether you talk about EC, whether you talk about investment in your, enhancing your hoisting capacity, nothing is done for today only. It is done keeping long-term in mind. Suppose I have to add that hoisting capacity in a mine. It will take 3 years. And at the same time, I want to enhance my EC. So I will not take my EC based on today's performance. Because that itself is a long-run process. So I will take it with whatever my capacity and what I am going to add a little more. So it is like that. So saying that I am having this much of EC and I am having equivalent hosting capacity is a very rare kind of thing. And that is your run of mine. So out of that run of mine, how much you get, how much ore you get, that again depends on Mother Earth. I think I'm your questions, my answer is clears your doubt. Na? Right, thank you.
So good afternoon, sir. Over here. So you mentioned that most of your mines are already 100 years old, currently active ones. So can you just help us with extraction ratio? What could be the possible or the probable life of these mines? Like how much more can you extract out of them?
See, exploration in new area as well as exploration in current mines, these are continuous activities. So as long as we keep getting it through those sites or through those mines, and it is safe and it is, and our technology matches that, we will definitely be doing it. Because this is not an element which is readily available or which is easily available. So you just cannot leave anything.
So, but based on like what you have said for the new mines also, that you do a potential have a... idea about the potential reserves which they are having it, and based on the extraction rate, there is a life of the mine that how much.
That is, for example, I know about certain mine. It is 9.5 million ton as of now. Maybe when we start doing the work, still, I mean, going area wise, maybe I'm getting some area in neighborhood and I explore it. Maybe when we do go deeper and deeper, we come to know that it is not 9. It is around 11 or 12 or 13.
So currently on the mines which we are working, based on your current assessment, can we have that kind of life for the existing mines which are more profitable for us?
No, I couldn't get you, please.
Based on your current extraction and assessment on which you are doing it ongoingly, can we have this sense that for the mines which you are very productive and the resources which are very rich, what could be the probable life going forward for that?
Cannot be predicted. Like that, because there are certain mines which my director of production, when he joined, somebody said ki in next 5 years it will be closed, but he has completed his career and it is still not closed.
You see, at Balaghat mine we were earlier working at a depth of 300 meters, then we proved up to 500 meters, then we proved up to 750, then we proved up to 1000 meters. Even after 1000 meters also the ore body is not exhausted. Even if you go deeper, then there is possibility of getting the ore body. That you cannot say at this time. Whatever reserves and resources are available at this moment, we are planning according to that. The exploration is a continuous process and the mining is also a continuous process.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Do you have it? Financials. I think you can get it. If not now, maybe
it's on the website.
We'll give you.
In the interest of time, we would like to close the question answer session. On behalf of Moil Limited and IDBI Capital, I would like to thank everyone for such an interactive session. Thank you very much. Please help yourselves with lunch. Thank you and have a nice day.
Thank you.